Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we're going to allow our app to share our recipes using built-in functionality of Windows 8. So Windows 8 has a common way to allow sharing and searching across all apps called Charms. And you can see Charms whenever you either use the Windows button and C on your keyboard to bring the Charms out from the right-hand side, or you can just hover your mouse cursor off to the lower right hand side and it'll bring up the Charms. And I'm sure you're already familiar with these if you've been using Windows 8. But for example, if I wanted to share a, let's say I have an image that I want to share and I only have one image. And I'll want to share this by making a selection and then bringing up the share charm. And now I can send it, for example, in an email. And you can see that it already gives me a thumbnail version of that. And I can go ahead and send that off. So that's an example of sharing. Now, in order to set up our example, what we're going to want to do is download and install. So let me start by saying that we are in lab number 3, working with contracts, search, and share. So let's go to the instructions in exercise 1, task number 1, and it tells us to go ahead and run our app as it is. Specifically, we want to get to the item detail page, and here we're going to attempt to share, and when we do, we'll see the notification that this app can't share. More correctly, this specific page can't share within our app, and so we're going to rectify that in this example. Now, to set this up, what you're going to need to do, if you kind of jump ahead and look in the instructions, is that we're going to use a special little app that comes in the Windows 8 SDK samples pack, and you can download it individually. You don't have to download all like 143 megs of the Windows 8 SDK samples. If you were to go to Bing and just search for sharing content target app sample, it should bring you to this page, and so you should download whichever version you want. I downloaded the C# version, and I already have it installed or in my downloads folder. Then in my downloads folder, I just right-clicked and select extract all, and I extracted to, I think I call the directory sharing. And so I'm not going to do it again because I've already done this once. But let's take a look at the sharing directory, and you can put it wherever you want to. Inside of that, so on the C drive, under sharing, I went to the C# code and double-clicked the share target Video Studio solution file. And now when I run this app and I go to, for example, the photos, and I want to share this photo, it should show up now as one of the share targets. And I select it, and it'll give us a little information, just one photo file from the Photos app, and then information about the package content, and so on. And so we're going to use this as the target in this lab, just sort of to kind of set the stage here. So now let's add the ability for our item detail page in our Contoso cookbook to allow sharing. And so we'll follow the instructions, which include adding a number of namespaces. The namespaces will be for things like transferring both textual data and photo data or bitmapped images from our recipe detail into the share contracts return value, I guess you would say. So I'm going to go ahead and copy the using statements and just add them here at the very top of my item detail page.xaml.cs. The next step is to then register for data requested events. So we're basically saying, hey, if the user invokes the share charm while my page is open, please let me know, because I'm going to execute this on data requested event handler. All right, so that's all this is doing. and we're supposed to put that in the load state. So as the page first loads up, we're going to go ahead and register for data requested events. As you can see, we don't have the on data requested event handler just yet. So let's go ahead and add that in. That's the next part. And that's the code that you see in step number 3 here. So let's copy that, and I'm going to paste it right under the load state event handler. And the most interesting thing about this is that it is using this data requested event args. And so Windows 8 is requesting information from us. We grab that request and we start setting values in that request. For example, this time we're setting the data properties title and data properties description, and we're going to then set the text of data to whatever recipes, and you know, this is just a string with all of the recipe information pulled from our recipe data item object. And so I think there's just one more thing we need to do here. And yes, at the very end, so as our page is unloading, this save state event will be called. And so we want to say, don't let us know anymore about sharing. We're not interested. We're not the page in charge active right now. Okay, so that's all that's doing. And so let's go ahead and then run this. All right, and we'll just go into our first recipe here. And then I'm going to bring up the share charm. And as you can see, I still have the share target C# sample running. That's intended, because now when I click that, we'll be able to see all of the text that was set in our application. And just to kind of make sure we understand that, how did it get set? Because we set not only properties of the data, but then also the data itself to our directions and ingredients right here. Great. Okay, so then the next part of this is to also enable sharing of the image itself. And so to do that, it's just one simple addition. All we need to do, here, let me just copy that, is add these three lines of code to the onDataRequested method. And so we'll just put those here at the bottom. And so you can see here now we're populating the request.data.properties.thumbnail and data.setBitmap. So we're setting the image for it. So it all comes down to this args that was passed in, the args.request. And then args.request, we're just setting various aspects of this data object that is then plucked off by the receiver, that other app that we created, or that we actually just ran from the samples, the share target C# sample. Okay, and now we can see the thumbnail image and we can see the large bitmap image. Very neat. So this whole exercise serves a second purpose, and that is that if you want to be on the receiving end of whatever's exposed by the share contract, then take some time and take a look at the source code inside of this share target app. And I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not as familiar with it as I probably should be. But we can learn, you know, how it performs its magic by just parsing through this and reading the explanations and so forth. Okay. So that was pretty painless, right? We can now copy recipe data into other apps. What if we want to be able to search for a recipe and maybe even search for a recipe if our cookbook app isn't already opened? Well, in the next lesson, we're going to learn how to enable searching from the search charm and how to implement the search contract. So we'll see in that lesson. Thank you. Mm-hmm.